Tickets, please have your tickets ready.
Children under five must wear
safety. And then children first. Seasickness makes me so nauseous.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Dreamboat Podcast. My name is Scott.
And I'm Connor.
And we are going to be your guides on this nautical journey. Your longshoremen, perhaps?
As long as we're not your seamen. How about we'll be your
gondolaman? Gondolaman.
I like a dream gondola. Or a Viking ship where we're kind of like, everybody's rowing along.
But we're at the helm, just kind of pointing.
Absolutely. And speaking of everybody rowing along, we're proud to announce that we've worked very hard and gotten a Gmail account. It was very exclusive. Dreamboatpodcast@gmail.com. So all of you listeners, if you have any dreams, you keep a dream journal, you'd like to keep a dream journal, and most importantly, you want to hear us interpret your dreams, you can send those on in to dreamboatpodcast@gmail.com. And
that's right.
You know, if you want us to give a little shout out on our podcast, well, we'd be happy to do that as we're kind of getting started, getting our community going.
And if you want us to incept a dream into your mind, go ahead and email us what you want us to, you know, incept.
Dream about dogs. What? Dream about dogs. Dream about dogs.
Dream about dogs and hats. Dogs and hats. Yeah, Connor, you had any interesting dreams recently or at all since last time?
I have had a few. So, we'll start here with this dream. I was dreaming that I was on a school bus. Not a magic school bus. No, no frizzle.
No frazzle.
But I'm sitting about halfway back in the school bus. So, neither the cool kids nor the nerds. And behind me is this is a guy, and in the back row to the right, I'm sitting on the driver's side, is a younger woman, and they're like college age kids, and so we're on the way to this film audition at some school, I guess, and they asked me who I'm auditioning for, like what project or whatever, and as I kind of answer them, they start getting kind of hostile with me, as if I'm like trying to cop an attitude, or I think I'm better than them or something. And they like accuse me of being a bigot and like a racist and all this stuff. And I'm just kind of trying to ride the bus to this audition. And so clearly we're not getting along, and the conversation steers into you know, politics and all these things. But I decide to hold my own and like discuss back. And, I don't remember exactly how the conversation went, but, eventually it becomes like a good discourse, and we kind of have a little bit of like an agreement, or, you know, we understand each other towards the end. And then eventually we roll up to the school right about the time our argument ends. And it's weird. It's kind of like this, you know, a big outdoor, like one-story school. Reminds me of like an elementary school, honestly. Like I remember there being like a big grassy area.
Like the quad.
Yeah, like the field or whatever, right? No duty teachers, though. But there was like a security guard outside the bus, like asking if anybody had any weapons, which I thought was kind of strange. And then we're kind of hanging out, waiting to head on in, and we get into a little chit-chat about 90s music, 90s alternative and 90s country music.
That's nice. Nice little conflict resolution dream there.
Yeah, so...
So I looked up a couple things about that dream there. And also, my sources for this dream analysis are getting less and less thorough, becoming more and more silly.
Okay.
But if you dream about having an argument, it indicates that you're attempting to hide your feelings, or that you have inner turmoil or an unsettled period of your life is occurring.
Search your feelings, know them to be true.
And then in this dream, when you're arguing with strangers, this also qualifies as a healing dream, though. Okay, this is the interesting part. You might be seeking acceptance and trying to solve unconscious feelings. And it resulted, you said, in a pleasant, you would describe, experience?
Yeah, it ended up kind of as some camaraderie.
Just like 90s music talk? Yeah, it, as long as you were in control throughout the dream, this here source says that this was a positive dream experience.
Yeah, there was very much a moment when I took agency and decided that, no, I'm going to, like, talk back to these folks.
Nice.
You know, I'm not gonna let them push me around.
Yeah, I'm no bigot, like, on the school bus.
Yeah.
That sounds like the psychological, I don't even know what you would call it. The theme of your dream was pretty positive overall.
I would say so.
And so the 90s music thing, in dreams, music represents harmony and the infinite potential of creative life. So you were just kind of expressing yourself with some strangers on the bus, and it looks like
it ended that harmonious. Might
be a good omen. Yeah, it's a good omen. So that's a pleasant dream.
Okay. Let's see. School bus dream meaning. Maybe referencing your school days and or an incident on the school bus when you went to school. Alternately, it may be suggesting that there is a lesson to learn about your life's path and how you are going to reach your goals. Oh, this is great. Hold on.
Oh, because, wait, because it's a lesson to learn, because you're on a school bus.
Maybe it's to not be afraid to get into these kind of like deep societal political discussions.
Something that appears to be a conflict, but might just be a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. And an opportunity for healing.
Opportunity for 90s music.
Always an opportunity for that. I do remember one time on a school bus, though, I was kind of bullied by this guy, and it was a winter time in Arizona. It's very dry. And I was putting Carmex on my lips. He's like, hey, what is that, lip lube? which it's kind of just kind of put me down. I still kind of remember what the guy looked like, but...
Did he have chapped lips?
Yeah, very, very chapped, dry lips.
Chappedest lips.
Should have got on that Carmex skin. Now, I should say that this resource I'm looking at here at the bottom has a great little resource that says possible puns to consider.
Oh, yes, please.
Bus. Maybe a pun on bust. Butts. Or butts. One with one T and one with two T's.
Butts and butts. So, why does that... What?
Maybe
why
it, is that maybe, in I, maybe it was like a pain on the bus, you know? You get a big pain in the bus. Or like... yeah, that's about it. That's all I got. Pain in the bus.
Just a big pain in the butts. Big
pain in the butts. Bus.
Yeah.
Magic school butts.
Get on the school butt. Get on the magic school butts.
Jump on the magic school butts. And then isn't there some guy in the background I always think says mashed potatoes? But I don't think that's a real thing.
What?
Yeah, there's like a little voice that comes on and says, but at the magic school bus. And there's like a background singer that's a male voice.
Oh, yeah.
And I swear he says mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes.
He probably does. Although, all I remember is the ginger kid going, whoa, jeez.
I knew I shouldn't have come to school today.
Yeah.
Arnold, that's, right? Anyway. This is the Magic School Butts. Magic School Butts podcast.
Whole new podcast, whole new game. I had a dream about 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very eerie. It was another one of those that verged on nightmare, but I was just barely in enough control that it kind of unfolded like a murder mystery style tension dream. Like, it wasn't scary outright. So in this dream, I was in a school, and you said elementary school earlier. It was kind of the same vibe, maybe middle schoolish. You know what I mean? Those long halls with all the classrooms.
Yeah, in between. Absolutely.
You know, those in between halls that you would... Anyways. So I'm in one of those hallways, and... I just know that there's an alien invasion, and it's very like body snatchers. Like they can kind of shapeshift. I don't know how I know this, but I see some, and it's really weird because they look like people, but they always wear yellow clothes. Always. They just, their fashion sense is a little bit off, but regular humans also wore yellow clothes. So the trick was to find The ones who had like the 70s flared out collars. Yeah, like they were really, always really the wrong broad year. Collars. Really old. Yeah, like old style, but yellow. And so like I ran into a guy and I was about to kick his ass because I thought he was an alien, but he was just a guy wearing yellow. And he's like, you gotta be careful, dude. Like this is a modern, contemporary yellow outfit. And I was like, damn, you're right. And we kept finding piles of clothes outside of like a big building. Like we went to like a Costco or like a Walmart, and there was a pile of dated yellow clothes out front. We both just went, oh shit, they're everywhere in here, huh?
Perhaps we like, a Nordstrom's. Sorry, I'm contractually obligated to mention Nordstrom's every time.
That's fine. Yeah, and this podcast is brought to you by Nordstrom's. But yeah, so I'm like, me and this dude were roving around the hallway, and it was just sort of like we were going from classroom to classroom, and then later on in the dream, we were kind of like sneaking through the aisles of this shopping center. But I don't even think we saw their like true form. It was always just weird humans, and they had a weird face. They were giving us these goofball looks, like that Trololo guy on TV, like weird frozen Botox face. Like they were all doing that, and. Yeah, I think I woke up a little bit after that, but I had some yellow-clothed aliens kind of drop down on my school in my dream there.
Wow. Okay, so let's start with school, huh?
Sure. So, no, I think we've done some schools.
Yeah, we've done some school stuff before. So just but we always have different resources. So
that's true.
So okay. To dream you're in school signifies just hear me out here. Feelings of inadequacy and childhood insecurities that have never been resolved. It may reflect anxieties about your performance and abilities. Alternatively, a dream that takes place in a school may be a metaphor for the lessons that you were learning from your waking life, right? I think that's what we jumped on last time.
Well, that was the school bus.
I think your dream with the bears riding the ATVs down the mountains and then doing that.
That was in college, yeah. The backflip thing. Popper. it's a sweet
move. Now, were you running away from the school, or you were investigating the school?
We were investigating the shopping center. So we left the school of our own free will. By our own volition, we left the school. But it was definitely, like, it was bad. It was getting bad. Mm-hmm. Like, we could see more and more of these people walking around wearing dated yellow clothing. And so me and that dude, who was also wearing yellow, left. I can't remember why we went to the store. I think to, like, try and find out where they were getting all these old clothes from or something.
Now.
I can't remember.
Aliens can often symbolize something you find difficult to comprehend. Something you may have no previous experience of. Could represent something negative or unwanted.
Okay.
And then... that's one other one. Aliens taking over the world. That there a revolutionary change may occur in the dreamer's life.
Okay, so how about...
ah, hold on.
So I'm learning something. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
The types, color, and actions performed by an alien hold great importance in its interpretation. The surroundings observed in alien dreams also matter in analysis. Aliens imply both negative and positive meanings depending on the surroundings and your feelings while dreaming it.
So surroundings being school, color being yellow, in this case.
Now,
we have a pretty clear answer.
What does it mean when you dream about yellow? If the dream is a pleasant one, yellow can be a symbol of intellect, energy, agility, happiness, harmony, and wisdom. Now, on the other hand... the dream is an unpleasant one. The color represents deceit, disgrace, betrayal, cowardice, and sickness.
Deceit?
I thought it was really deceitful. Interesting, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, these... does the Trololo guy wear yellow in one of those YouTube
the
videos?
The backdrop is all yellow.
I mean, that's why I'm thinking of the color yellow. But he definitely has those, like, broad collar...
yeah, things. And he's got the frozen face look, you know, which they all had too, that Botox stretched out kind of look.
Yeah, that's okay. And then, okay, so school can, what do we say? It could be about learning things about yourself and whatnot.
Yes, and it's also confronting something that you haven't
learned. Gotten through since childhood. And then a shopping mall is a symbol of gifts and new things. It means you might soon receive something new in your life that can impact you. or call for you to take some time off and splurge a little on that thing you've been waiting for, a Nintendo Switch. And
oh God, yes.
Anyway, it's not that podcast. It's not that podcast.
It's not that podcast. Not that podcast.
Yeah. Yes, so that's interesting. School relating to things that have happened in the past. Shopping mall relating something new.
Something on the horizon, kind of.
But
this weird deceit yellow. I wonder if that'll be something that ends up being recurring for me, because it was specifically like all yellow clothes too, like socks to shirt to just the whole damn thing.
Wow.
Shoes.
Well, and that,
which is not a good, like, yellow's not my color. I'm more of an autumn.
Was it like a mustard?
Yeah, it's gaudy and autumn is yellow. I'm more of a winter.
Well, yellow can be spring too, like Easter.
Oh yeah,
but I mean, you don't strike me as much of a yellow, Scott. I'm sorry.
I prefer you in
gemtones.
It's not my it's not my color.
Yeah, I mean, I would say to you, you know, keep an eye out for those things that you're not quite sure about, because maybe they're aliens.
Yeah, or maybe the aliens are just a metaphor for, you know. Fear of the unknown? So something big changed in the horizon that I don't know very
well? Yeah, and things that you're not able to control.
Yeah.
Things you find difficult to comprehend.
That sounds about right. Par for the course right there. Do you have any other dreams that you'd like to share, Connor?
Yeah. I'll jump on another one of mine. So I had this dream. I was walking up the stairs, this pretty narrow staircase, and then I come up to the door of a small apartment, and I go inside, and I don't feel unwelcome there, or I don't feel like I shouldn't be there, and there's these two early 20 something dudes, and apparently they know my brother somehow, so we're kind of up there, and they're getting ready to leave and grabbing their stuff or whatever, but again, people I don't really know. So we're up there for a minute, they're gathering their stuff, and then we head downstairs, exiting out a different door in the hallway, and we exit, and we're up on the third or fourth tier of this giant baseball stadium. Just out there in the crowd, right? So they head right, which is where their tickets are, but I want to go down left, farther down, farther close to the action. So they tell me good luck, maybe you can sneak down there and find seats or whatever. And so I'm heading down, but the next section is a beach, an ocean beach. And there's a ton of people running around on the beach and families.
Like in the stadium still?
Yeah. So it's kind of there's this upper tier, and then this next little lower tier is a beach. And then there's another tier of grandstands. And then in there is a regular baseball stadium.
Damn, that sounds sick, actually.
So it was super, super huge. Kind of almost the beach would be kind of at a wave pool, but there was sand, but for some reason it didn't go off into the horizon. You could still be at the beach and watch this baseball game happening way down below. And then I think I see some people that I know from college and jump over the railing and go over to talk to them down on this little beach sector.
Okay. Well, sadly, when you try and Google things about dreams in baseball, Field of Dreams just takes up all of the answers. So I'm going to switch this up to dreaming of beaches. Also, there's that. I've been working on that guy for 5 minutes. Oh,
my goodness gracious. Gonna have to keep that one in. That was a beautiful sneeze.
Thank you. What does it mean? Baseball dream.
You have those extra loud keys on today.
All right, here we go. To dream that you're attending a baseball game actually represents peace of mind or contentment. Well, you weren't playing baseball, but it says here that playing baseball denotes a need for setting goals and achieving them.
Ooh.
Which makes sense. That's a very straightforward game. It has rules. You can be a star at it, so it's kind of a metaphor perhaps for you know, climbing the corporate ladder or what have you for your thing. Dreaming that you're on a baseball field indicates that you need to pay attention to opportunities coming your way. That's all I got for that one. Did you see any baseball? Did you watch any baseball in your game?
Yeah, but I mean, there were essentially like ants down on the green diamond, like.
Okay.
You know, like very far away. It's like this would be a really horrible way to watch a baseball game, honestly.
Well, what was the top tier again? Because the middle tier was beach.
No, it was just like
top tier was apartments.
Yeah, their apartment was like built into this thing somehow.
That'd be a sweet place to live.
Yeah, it's I suppose. It's pretty bizarre. So I have to dream that you're in an arena indicates that you need to be in an environment where you can freely express yourself. You need a stage or platform for your self-expression. Nah. To dream about a stadium represents your determination to succeed and achieve your goals. That I need to be more active, aggressive, and bold. Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Okay. So we're getting some clear direction finally there. Oh, weird. Now, was there water on the beach? Explain it again. You said it just kind of floated off to the horizon, but the sand, was there water?
Yeah. Yeah, there was.
How can there be water? Like a pool?
Are you asking me, like, how does dream logic work? Because that's, I mean...
Sounds suspect to me. I'm calling bullshit on your shitty dream. Now
here's interesting.
It's not a shitty dream.
If you dream of an empty stadium at Tuesday night, it predicts frustration and disappointment and feelings. Why are they so specific?
I don't think I've ever had a dream where I was aware what day it was.
If you see yourself as a fan in a dream from Thursday to Friday, you will soon become familiar with a pleasant and interesting person.
What?
If at night for Saturday you had a dream that you're a member of the team. Yeah, this is...
Oh, well, bullshit. Mine was on a Wednesday. Can't do that. No, it doesn't apply.
No.
What the hell?
I mean, hey, man.
Okay, I got one. So the beach is supposed to symbolize the meeting between your two states of mind. So that's like the water and the sand meeting is your rational and emotional state kind of meeting in a place, right? Meeting in the middle. So if you are relaxing on a beach, the dream is you like compensating for being overstressed or overworked. But if you're standing on the beach looking at the ocean, it means you're on the precipice of something new in your life, some new undertaking.
Okay, right? So let's...
Like you're about to dive into something new, you know?
There we go. So let's mash all these things together.
Yeah.
So I'm in a stadium and I'm ready to take action in something new by diving in to where my two parts of my mind meet
together. Just word salad. Well, so your emotions and your conscious mind, you got some battle going on there, right? There's something you're not quite aware of, but you're looking at your opportunities, mm-hmm. and you're going to dive in. So this is you wrangling with a big maybe that you haven't figured out yet. And that's the same exact description of every dream that we've done on our show.
I mean, yes and no.
Little different. The bear popper one was a little different. I still love... I actually love Dean's dream. I really do. In a very special way, I think that the soda nap dream is actually very poetic and good.
Yeah, I mean... It just...
I think if I had that dream, I would be psyched to tell you that dream. I had a Dean dream.
Have you ever had that, I don't think we've talked about this before, but when you're like going to sleep and then you feel like you're going to fall off a cliff, like so suddenly.
And it like just like slams you awake, like
yeah.
super awake.
Yeah, and yeah. it's just like.
I get that a lot, yeah. That's a weird one. That's probably one of those things because back in the day when I lived... When I was in college, our dorms were those stilt beds that were like almost 4 feet up in the air.
Like super,
and so
super
I did
beds.
Fall off a few times. I was a very active sleeper, but I learned to be very good at sensing the sort of edge, mm-hmm. right? Well, probably when I was in the crib baby mode, that's probably where you learned that. But right, like it's a remnant from that, perhaps.
Now I've heard people say that it's like a holdout from our early mammalian days when we were tree dwellers. But, like, I don't know about that either. That seems a little far-fetched to me. Especially since, you know, I'm a creationist, and I can't say that without laughing. Right. I can't say that without laughing. Not to alienate anyone in our podcast, but
no, Satan definitely put those bones in the ground to test us.
But yes, Satan put those bones to test our faith. That's why paleontologists are just the scum.
Just so wrong and bad. Just
bad, wrong, bad, wrong, man.
Bad, wrong, 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 bad.
Wrong, bad folk. but also, when we sleep and we go into REM sleep, I think there's a paralysis in our muscles that helps us stay asleep.
Which can lead to some frightening moments with sleep paralysis lucid dreaming.
That's never happened to me. Sleep paralysis never happened to me. Lucid dreaming I've experienced. Have you ever had sleep paralysis before?
Well, okay. Kind of is the best way I can describe this. And it was never full on dreaming. It was always in that slipping into sleep or slipping out of sleep phase. Mm. It was never like a hard dream. But yes, I remember a couple times when I was in grade school, I had a fever and I was sleeping and in real life, I definitely was sick and I had a really, really intense fever. And, I was either waking up or falling asleep. And I remember my bed tilting. Like it felt like gravity was all fucked. Like my bed was tilting forward, 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 but I couldn't fall out of it.
It's like some, and I could feel the gravity. Stuff.
Yeah, it was very strange, and that happened a few times when I was here, but it was always when I was sick. Like, my sense of balance got all fucked up.
Wow. Yeah, I've never had sleep paralysis, but one time I remember I was trying to do lucid dreaming, and part of it's where you, like, try to stay conscious until the exact moment you fall asleep or something like that. And I remember it was like, I always keep my room super dark, especially in college. And I was like trying to fall asleep and I was getting super close. And then all of a sudden my eyes blinked, but I thought that they had been closed this whole time. And it turns out I was just laying in bed with my eyes wide open. And they like blinked and just all these tears came out of my eyes because they were just like shriveling into raisins or something. I don't know.
Oh, no. It just reminds me of my World of Warcraft days. I totally, totally empathize with you.
Yeah, just
not blinking. Just like eyes watering. That's weird. Have you ever had a lucid dream? Like a true lucid dream where you're in control? We talked a little bit about the jumper, but like,
yeah, like
full on control.
I mean, here's the thing. I think we talked about this a little bit before, is I wish that when I do gain control of my dreams, I would have the rational mind to like actually do some cool shit, like go have a conversation with Jim Morrison or something. But yeah. I just instead like go, I just go fly. I mean, that's just like,
you can't beat it. It's so good.
Yeah.
The running too. God, I love that real fast flash run.
Absolutely. Yep. And just like that floaty jump or whatever.
Do you remember that old book? It's like a children's book. I don't know what made me just think of this, of a guy who has the magic figs. You remember that? He has like three magic figs and he eats one, and in his dream he can remember it, and like he's aware he's in the dream, and he does it again, and he trains himself to dream only of like really great wealthy person things, like a sweet yacht or like an awesome car. And then his dog eats the last fig, and it just ends with the dog, you know, blazing around in a Ferrari and being on a boat and shit. You don't remember that?
No. However, I just Googled it, and this is actually a fantasy novel written in... Oh, okay. First of all, it said 1933. It's 1993. So it's actually a fantasy novel.
It's a good one. The art's pretty bonkers, too, if I remember correctly. I haven't even thought of that in, like, 20 years.
And it's called The Sweetest Fig.
Oh, hello.
This week's Dreamboat Book Club.
Brought to you by Carmex and The Sweetest Fig.
And Nordstrom.
And Nordstrom. And Pocky.
Yes, yeah, Blue Pocky.
Blue Pocky. You got any other dreams for me, Connor?
I do. I've got I got one mouth.
Give it up.
Okay, so I was just from last night, and I was having a pretty hard time falling asleep. And fun enough, well.
Sorry,
Scott. I was just staring very intently into the
I'm
webcam.
I'm excited that I have a new webcam.
Yeah, now I can finally see you. So yeah, I was having this dream that I couldn't fall asleep. So I actually wasn't able to fall asleep very well. And then in my dream, like I had a dream that I was tossing and turning in bed and I couldn't fall asleep. And in my house in this dream, which is not at all any house I've ever lived in, of course, nobody was awake at home. So I was like up by myself and like really kind of like frustrated. And so I decided I would like go out to like a restaurant or something, go get some food. Cause of course there's places open 24 hours like this. So this place that I go to is kind of like this outdoor patio beer garden thing, a la maybe Casey Moore's sort of vibe. For those people that are familiar with Casey Moore's in Tempe, Arizona.
There's an Oyster House in Tempe, yeah. Arizona.
highly recommend it. So, nice. But there's all these people sitting at these tables watching this, some popular like TV game show, which is interesting. And like, in order to kind of like a trivia night, but like watching a TV show, but they have people have these like sheets in front of them that look like a D&D character sheet, but it's not like a character sheet. I don't know.
Was it like their personal stats? Like everyone carries around like almost like a resume of their D&D constitution modifier?
Yeah, but I don't know. And I have no idea how this connects to this TV show and like this game, I guess, that they were playing. And one of the guys at my table is a director from a film I did a scene for that I really fucking want to see the footage that we shot almost a year ago.
And this is that the one where you got all blasted up with blasting caps? When you get shot.
No. This one, I play like this Italian wise guy.
Oh, nice.
And like, I didn't get paid for it. And like, I really just want to freaking see it. Anyway, enough about me. So he was there sitting at this table and like being all friendly or whatever. But, sorry, I did this on Google Voice in my Gmail, like in bed, so I wouldn't forget. And so it's really hard for me to read through.
Mine's garbage for my alien dream.
So then I decided that I need to go home because I was, like, finally tired. And I was at this bar and this thing was happening that I didn't understand. And then all of a sudden everything changes view and it looks kind of like an overhead view JRPG. Japanese, you know, role-playing game, video game thing, mm-hmm. Kind of like a Chrono Trigger or whatever. But actually,
Persona, I wouldn't.
I would say more like Earthbound. It looked a lot like Earthbound, kind of like those pastel kind of colors and whatnot. And in order to type home my address in Google Maps, I needed to use these little stickers in an inventory. Like I had this little inventory of stickers and I had to take the stickers and stick them in order to write out my address. But I didn't have enough of these little stickers. So I had to, back in this like video game view, I had to go to this little shop and try to find the person to buy the stickers, to find the stickers I needed to finish typing in my address to Google Maps.
It's amazing. I want one. It's weird. How come you keep having dreams where you're the third person view? Because that happened during your boat dream as well, remember? You kind of like switched to an video game view?
I don't know. And like what, and I think that happens to me a lot. And what I wish I was able to do was recognize, and I think I've done this before, where I recognize I'm dreaming in third person and that gives over control of the dream to me. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, that helps me turn into a lucid dream because I realize I couldn't possibly be seeing things in first person because that's not a thing that you can do.
I actually am curious as to why you would dream in third person, so I'm going to do some totally reputable online sources here.
Yeah, get right into JSTOR and tell me what you find.
It's apparently a pretty common way to dream. It seems like a lot of people have a third-person dream. That one's vague. Yeah. How about this? Why do some people... Oh, wow. Do you know what onirology is?
It's the study of dreams.
That's the study of dreams.
It is.
Conurology. Sorry, onirology. We're good. Okay, so it's sort of a self-visualization thing. It's how you see yourself, how you perceive yourself in your mind's eye, right? So did you look normal? Were you regular, Connor?
I was like a like an earthbound Ness version of Connor, I guess. I mean...
Yeah, were you pixelated? Were you like a 8-bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Okay. So you see yourself as a psychic youth that's trying to kill an invading... No, that was an earthbound reference for... all you earthbound fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's weird though. It's sort of like a how you see yourself kind of deal. I think I may have had some wonky like camera work in my dreams, perhaps. I just don't remember any specific ones. You still looking for what third person means?
No, I'm looking for what it means about what it means when you dream about not being able to sleep. No, there's something called a false awakening. Whereas when you're convinced that you're waking up from sleep, and that's like an kind of like an inception.
Right, but then you're still dreaming.
Right.
Okay.
But for me, it was like, it was almost like I was dreaming I was still awake and couldn't sleep.
Hmm.
Which is probably just me processing being frustrated that I couldn't effing fall asleep quickly.
But yeah, you couldn't do it quick enough.
Yeah. Now, like, what does it mean when you dream about people playing a weird trivia night game with Dungeons and Dragons character sheets? Like, those search terms don't exist in the Googleverse yet.
What does it mean when you dream about a bar?
It wasn't a bar. It was like a restaurant, like an outdoor, you know, almost. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't like a. I mean, there were people drinking there, but it wasn't like a. It's kind of like an outdoor patio, like chicken tender baskets kind of joint.
Yeah, like Casey's. Shit. How would you... Okay. So probably less that. What would be another term we could look for that one?
Dream about a restaurant. Okay. So it was a restaurant. Metaphor for being served or serving others. It may also suggest if we just got served in your dreams. It may also suggest that you are seeking emotional or spiritual nourishment or food for thought.
Oh my god.
It may
oh fucking hell.
Thanks. Dude, dream people are so punny. maybe a reference to your social life or relationships, or a reference to an incident that happened in a restaurant.
Oh.
I don't think it's that last one.
I don't think it is. Huh. So you got served.
Yeah. What you're telling me. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I
you done got served.
Yep.
That's an interesting one.
It's like being back in the school butts.
I'm actually curious to try and whack out my dreams chemically. You know, cheese and apple and just all of it and vertiver. Like, I want to try and see if I can whack them out.
Just fucking
really wanna,
Dolly
just
style.
Just nuts. Yeah. Just everything's melting.
Now, here's
taste that blue pocky again.
Here's an interesting question that I mean not to use as a means of self-incrimination, but I will say that in my past I used to be an avid consumer of the cannabis from time to time.
Yes, yes,
and
I recall
found that I did not do very much dreaming during these times. And I don't mean for that to be like, yeah, of course, if you smoke drugs, then your dreams won't come true or whatever. Like,
no, that is a thing, though. I've definitely heard that and may or may not. I can neither confirm nor deny that personal experience has led to the same conclusion that you don't really dream on weed.
Right. And that being said, when you abstain for a certain amount of time.
Oh, they get whacked
out. Yeah, they come back hard. And then
yeah. Well, I've heard a theory about that.
Do tell.
Okay, so the idea, and again, onirology is still kind of a
soft science.
The idea is that a lot of these issues that manifest in dreams are your subconscious and conscious mind kind of trying to reconcile, right?
Mm.
So you get something you're trying to work through, but your conscious mind doesn't really get it yet, right?
Right.
When you partake of the cannabis, there's...
When you smock a wed.
When you smock a wed, there's the part of the brain that does the dreaming, that subconscious, that REM, all those weird bits and stuff. You kind of get a little bit more of a... You get a few open roads between the two hemispheres, basically.
Mm.
So you got your subconscious kind of... That's why all those thoughts just kind of float unbidden into your head when you're stony baloney. It's just like, you know, you've got a little bit of a dream channel going in the background. So the idea is that instead of having to work through your issues in your dreams, you're just kind of, you know, getting it figured out while you're chilling stony macaroni style.
I don't know, I feel like I figured a lot less out.
No, in little ways. It's not as intense as a dream. It would be sort of like, I don't know, a meandering thought that you accidentally work through just while you're, while it enters your mind.
While you're eating Cheetos Puffs.
While you're eating your chocolate Cheetos Puffs. Yeah. Oy, man.
Hey, I used to take Doritos 3D. Do you remember 3D Doritos?
Of course I do.
Oh, this is long before I was ever, this was, so I was like 9. So I used to take Doritos 3Ds and I'd bite off a corner and then I would put Hershey's syrup inside the Doritos 3D.
Oh, dude, that's sweet and savory right there. I'd do that.
Yeah.
I'd eat that.
And I appreciate it because you're the first person that hasn't said, oh my God, that's absolutely disgusting.
No, I do. I've done worse.
So I'm sure part of our listenership just has. So talk about dream food. Oof, maybe.
Dream food.
Cheese and chocolate together in one. Both of them artificially flavored.
Neither real cheese nor real chocolate. A lot of corn bits in there.
Yeah, but you got to get that Hershey's special dark syrup.
That is the good shit.
Yes.
Dark chocolate in general. Well, are we gonna try and wrap it up soon, or
we got any more facts? Unless we got any other bits or bites.
You know, I've been working through that book little by little. My reading list is bonkers, so that's on me that I haven't finished it yet. But it's so boring. My God, this Freudian shit is so fucking boring.
Well, okay, so I will say that here's a dream fact here. During REM sleep, the flow of blood of the brain increases, and also does the brain's temperature. But additionally, the penis becomes erect. Take
the penis.
Take that, Freud. So, like, I guess sleep boners are a thing, which I never really experienced because I'm asleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, not to get too gross here, but there is such a thing as, you know,
a nocturnal emission.
Yeah. Great band name, we'll by save the way. That for if we want to start a band, I want to be Nocturnal. No, I don't want to be Nocturnal Emission. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm really glad we didn't go with that for the name of our podcast.
Right? I mean, we were really, really stuck on names for a bit there. It looked like we were going to be no other choice, you know?
Yeah. I mean, between Nocturnal Emission and Dreams Nuts.
Dreamboat.
I mean,
oh, Dreams Nuts.
Dreams
man.
Nuts and Nocturnal Emission are kind of the same thing, if you think about it.
We are hacks. We are absolute hacks. I mean, we are the experts that you want to send your dreams to. Don't forget, that is dreamboatpodcast@gmail.com.
Dreamboatpodcast@gmail.com. And
send
us out some dreams. We'd love to add in some community dreams here on the show.
And if you have any questions about the way that dream stuff works and you don't want to type it into a search bar, feel free to send us your questions and we will do very thorough investigative work.
Yeah, we are professional. Dream analysis.
We both pro dream guys.
Just kind of like you become a reverend of the life church of life, and you can marry
people.
So we did the same thing. So we have the little certificate. It says
we're dream deacons.
Dream deacons.
I like that.
Thanks everybody for stepping aboard the dream boat with your captains Connor
and Scott.
And for all you out there, this is where we put a catchphrase in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So keep the dream alive, we did.
Yep. Keep on dreaming.
How about
dream on dreamers, we did.
Dream on dreamers. Dream, dream, dream. Dream, dream, dream.
Obvio. How about this one? How about this one? Y'all are so dreamy. Y'all listeners are so dreamy. You know?
Thanks.
You're just a dream.
For being so dreamy.
Thanks for being dreamy.
This episode has been a dream.
Brought to you by CarMax.
And Noise.